Our Channel 1450 award winner interviews are being brought to you by United Community Bank, proudly serving our communities, proudly celebrating America. A great night at the Channel 1450 Awards, honoring the great student athletes in our area. But we also have a Coach of the Year award. And this year, Mike Garber from Chatham-Glenwood Cross Country wins the honor, state championship coach. Mike, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on being named Coach of the Year.
Thanks, happy to be here, and I appreciate it. That's it's an award for the kids, not for me, but I'm happy to accept it on their behalf for sure.
What is the key to being a cross-country coach? Because I would assume a lot of responsibilities on the student athletes to take care of their business when they're not at practice.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we do comes down to intrinsic motivation. The people that choose to come out and be cross-country runners have to know it's part of their DNA. It's who they want to be. It's something that they enjoy. We always say that our sport is most other sports' punishment. So when we say we're going to go out and run 5 and 6 miles, you tell a football player or a soccer player to go do that, they pack up their bags and go home, I think. But when it comes to cross, there's something unique. There's something different. There's a family aspect. And I know every team kind of has that vibe sometimes. But it is certainly a thing that we have tried to cultivate, a culture that we've tried to create. You feel it from the parent side. You feel it from the kid's side. I mean, I grew up as a Chatham-Glenwood runner myself, and you just try to make sure that you can recreate something that has been very positive that's happened before, moving towards the future and keep striving for success.
State titles in 2023 and 26. So you're talking about, it feels like the response, or 25, excuse me, 25.
Before the horse.
Well, yeah, we'll worry about that at next year's award show. That's right. But I would have to imagine there's a lot of pride in the school within this program, and the seniors kind of hand down the responsibilities to the juniors and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. We won our first state championship in 2018 on the boys' side. And since that time, we've trophied 5 other times. Girls won in 2020, but that was the Shazam. You know, it was the COVID year, and so things kind of got wonky, but everybody was at that race, would have been at the state cross-country meet, so I always call that a state championship because we won that one. Boys got third that year. Then girls won in 23, got third in 24 last year, and we won again this year, and there's something to be said for that. You know, there's a lot of teams who can do it once. There's a lot of teams that can have that kind of shot of random talent, and everybody kind of comes together in the right way. But I think it's something to be said for the culture, and I also think it's true of the middle school program. That when you have a middle school that has success, I know the coaches in the middle school, you know, Ryan Staley and Frank Ferenczi are guys that I'm happy to call friends. And it starts there. My son is there. I ran there. And you have to have kids who enjoy it coming up from that level. And I think that kind of thought process with the success that they've had brings it up to my level. And we just get to kind of sharpen things and get them to understand that they can do something that maybe they never thought possible.
To win the 25 state title, 3 runners in the top 10 and a total of 81 points. Can you offer perspective how impressive that is?
To use like another analogy, it would be, you know, shutting out another team, you know, running 3, 4, 7. And then, you know, there's the 4 and 5 are equally as important, but I think the 6 and 7 and even the girls who didn't race also have a part to play in that system and situation. Yeah, it's like hitting a bunch of threes in a row to win by a blowout. We were the lowest point scored of any state title team, boys or girls, this year. And, you know, 81 points, for those of people who don't know, low score wins. Every other team that was out there that won a state championship, 1A, 2A, 3A guys or girls all scored over 100. So for us to score 81 was extremely special. I think it was the 6th lowest point total in IHSA history. So,
Mike, I hope this isn't a stupid question, but I'm really curious to know, since I was not a runner, but there's one thing to run, but there's another thing to be a cross-country runner. Do you sometimes have to teach boys and girls how to be a cross-country runner rather than just running?
Totally. Yeah, I think running has actually boomed since COVID happened. I think there's been a lot of people who see the outdoors. My family likes to go to national parks, and my wife and I went to Glacier a couple years ago, and there's just the amount of people who want to be outdoors. I think running has kind of gotten into that space. I think people start to understand that it's not as bad as it's maybe put out there to be. So when we talk about running at Glenwood, there's definitely the you have to be able to run aspect of it, but the race plans and we break down the courses and here's what we need to do on this side of the course and other teams might try to do these things here. And it might seem kind of silly in that way, but honestly, like what I enjoy about it is there is strategy to it. There is a way to go out and run a race that is different than other teams. You know, there some people say there's like three or four game plans that you can have when you go into it. But for us, it's make everybody else hurt when they don't want to and push everybody else that is not on the Glenwood team or wearing a G on their jersey to have to do something during a race that they don't want to. So if that means put in a surge, if that means run as a pack, if that means take the lead and make everybody else have to chase you, it takes them out of whatever game plan they had. And it makes us have maybe a little bit more success than we would have had.
Ellie Lundgren won an award tonight. What makes her special?
She's just a hard worker. She's one of those people that will go out and run. She'll wake up early. She'll stay up late. She gets in the weight room. She's a swimmer, so she has that side of it too. She's just one of those hard-nosed, knows the grindstone, knows what she wants, knows how she wants to race. She's got big eyes next year, you know, for cross-country and then going into her senior year looking at college. You know, there's a lot of big-time NCAA teams that she's been looking at, and I'm really excited to see what she's capable of too. But, you know, you bring back Allie, you bring back Sophie Rentmeister. We lose Ashlyn Chopra, obviously, who's going to be a big loss. But girls like Allie Broadus, Addie Hamrick, Brenna Sloman, who are coming back as well, I think we're going to be equally as good this year, and we've got pieces to add to it and things to learn in the absence of a senior that we're going to lose, but I do think we have the capability of doing something pretty special again next year.
And Mike, when I was in high school at Porta, there was a guy by the name of Mike Johnson that was the cross-country coach there and led them to a state championship, and he's a big part of who you are as a coach.
Absolutely, yeah. Mike Johnson's the reason Mike Garber's a Glenwood cross-country coach. Whenever I came up and you know, I always talk about like the influences on my life, and most of those influences in my life either are church related, family related, or running related. And Mike Johnson is definitely at the top of that list. He's the kind of person that when you show up to practice, you could tell he was excited to be there. He wanted you to be excited to be there. It's the vibe that he gave off. It's the way he spoke to you, whether it was in a group, whether it was individually. I still have him come to practice and talk to the kids because they might get tired of hearing me talk sometimes. And so he'll come in to practice and I have him, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes, just speak to them the way he used to speak to me. And even if they don't get the exact sense of who he was, I speak about him often enough and I give him enough of an accolade because he is such a special coach. He's such a special person. He's in the Illinois Coaches Hall of Fame and rightfully so. And I am honored to call him a friend and an influence and somebody that I truly care about and him and his family.
Finally, I know it's not a competition within Glenwood High School, but the girls' programs right now are on an amazing run. You guys are state champions. The softball team, state champ, and then runner-up this year. The basketball team, runner-up two of the last 3 years. Just what an amazing run the girls' programs are on right now.
Yeah, I think that's something that maybe gets overlooked sometime, or maybe people don't quantify it, really. The overlapping characters in those things are not all the time, too. Like, I know there's a few people that might overlap, but generally speaking, it's an individual cast of characters that are each having their own influence on their own programs, and not just on the athlete side, the coaching side. I mean, the girls' coaches at our school are phenomenal. Vonda Leggers, you know, he's retiring from teaching, but he's going to be still coaching for a long time. Alyssa Riley is wonderful and fantastic. Like, there's so many people that I think influentially impact these kids, guy side and girl side, that it is a major boost, and hopefully it's a reason people want to come to Chatham and learn from some of the best coaches in the state.
Mike Garber, Glenwood Cross Country, the Coach of the Year at the Channel 1450 Awards. Mike, congratulations on all your success, your team's success, and winning this award.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Our Channel 1450 award-winning interviews are being brought to you by United Community Bank.